Welcome to Mighty Parenting, the podcast with real, raw, and relevant talk about raising teens and parenting young adults. Here are your hosts, Judy Davis and Sandy Fowler.
Welcome to Mighty Parenting, a community where we help you raise teens and parent 20-somethings so they can become happy, successful, and emotionally healthy adults. I am Judy Davis, and I'm here with my co-host, Sandy Fowler, and today we're talking about life balance. In addition to being hosts, Sandy and I wear a lot of different hats, all of which help families live better lives. If you didn't know, Sandy specializes in coaching, speaking, and creating resources that can help you relieve stress and reclaim your life. For me, I serve families across the country, including military families, as a motivational speaker, author, and influencer that focuses on navigating your way to a better life. So let's talk today about life balance, because it is a subject that I'm hearing about all over the place. I have seen articles about how important life balance is and how we should be able to be super mom and super work person and super spouse and all of those things. And I get asked all the time about how you find balance in doing everything you do. I know, Sandy, that you teach people how to set up their life so it actually makes them happy. How do you teach people to create life balance?
Well, the short answer, Judy, is I don't. I never use the words life balance. And I get what the concept is that, you know, you want these different areas of your life all need to be at a quote unquote good enough level for you. But personally, with my clients, most of my clients are coming to me because they're stressed out and they already have more than they can do. And talking about all these different areas of their life just stresses them out more. So what I actually do is I talk to them about their priorities, what I call the priorities of the heart. So I have people look at themselves, look at their life, and go, what is most important to you? And then we make sure that the most important priorities of their life, that they understand and tease apart what it means to take care of those things in a very concrete way. And we make sure that they have the time to take care of those things. Because the things that keep me up at night, that keep me from falling asleep, are not going to be that, oh my gosh, my life is out of balance. I'm spending way more time on my spiritual life than I am on my work life. And those numbers aren't equal. And what am I going to do about it? That does not keep me up at night. But lying there going, I didn't even have time to, you know, if I have little kids, when my kids were little, the big one things that would keep me up is I couldn't take the time to sit down and read them a story at night. That was important to us. That was really important connecting moment. You know, as teenagers, it was, I didn't have time to drive them somewhere. Cause again, it was connecting moment, or to listen when they had something to say, or to attend an event that was important. Those were things that were really important to me. That's what's going to keep me up at night. Not the fact that I spent, and it's not just time, because life balance isn't technically about time. It's about your satisfaction in the different areas of your life. But doing the wheels and all of that, I found, you know, for my peeps, added more stress. So I don't worry about if they have hit some esoteric balance. I worry about whether the things that are important to them are being done and really being accomplished. But Judy, I know, you know, when you teach, you actually do use those words life balance. You do talk about and teach about life balance. So What are you telling people?
Well, you know, it's funny because I do use the words life balance because I think that when people think of life balance, normally it's because they're stressed out because they're not able to do everything they want to do. Mm-hmm. Right? They're going 100% on everything and just feel burnt out, or they're going 100% on one aspect of their life and everything else is getting pushed to the side. it brings up this whole concept of, is it really possible? And I guess that that's why I really wanted to talk about this topic, because I wonder if it's really, really possible to be balanced in all areas of our life all the time and still be able to be happy and achieve our goals and our dreams. And when I ask myself that question, is it possible? The reality is that it's possible for a short period of time. But as human beings, as moms, as business people, as wives, as husbands, whatever, you cannot give 100% to everything in your life, because there's just math. It doesn't add up. There isn't 100% in every area that you can do. So we end up, without even realizing it, when we're focused on something, let's just take a business thing. You and I are looking at when we started to get ready to launch the podcast, it became a focus in our business. And therefore, in order to put the time and energy into it, other things in our life had to go. And we both felt the pain of that about 6 weeks in. And it caused a lot of imbalance in our lives. So when we become hyper-focused in certain areas, it's really hard to let things go. And I think that's where your techniques for choosing what stays and what goes are so important.
Well, and again, too, your idea of taking this life balance and not making it about, does every single day, you know, am I satisfied in all areas of my life every single day? But you take it to more of a global concept of, okay, so for a little while, I'm going to be more focused on and putting more time and energy into my family. Maybe there are things going on with one of my kids. Maybe we're planning a wedding and it's going to be awesome. Maybe somebody is dying and we need to spend time and help them. Maybe somebody's moving. Maybe you hit that point where, oh my gosh, my kid's going into high school and these are my last couple years, or senior year. Oh my gosh, this is my last year with them. I want to put as much time as I can into spending with them. Maybe you picked a business thing. We did that twice this year already. We did the podcast and we redid the Dacian website, and both of those took away, you know, we chose consciously, but it threw us so far off one side. Everything went to one side of the seesaw. And so, but that was okay, because then we also took time and went, okay, now we need to do vacation, or, well, wait a minute, Judy, you got something going on. Or I had several times where I need to do some personal stuff. And so we did that balance, but we didn't try to do it day to day. And I like that global concept that you bring into it.
Yeah. It's almost like there are seasons in our life, and it's this natural roller coaster ride, as I put it, you know, when we're navigating the ups and downs in our life and things are changing, we have to quit beating ourselves up for not being 100% in every area. That's where we get into trouble. When we think of life balance, if one area seems to be taking a back burner for a short period of time, we beat ourselves up that we should be more focused on that area, because if we were, our lives would be better. Mm-hmm. And I think of our healthy coping strategies and eating better and exercising more to really help that. Well, sometimes you're going to be super focused on your nutrition and your working out and things. And in order to make that commitment, something else is going to have to change. Because we all, and we've said this before, I think back on our coping strategy podcast, is that we all have a full plate already. And if you're going to put more energy into one area for a season, you are going to be unbalanced, and that's okay.
So let's take the couple of concepts you just brought up there. There's this, we're saying it's okay to be unbalanced, but we're also saying, like, we need to take care of ourselves, because when we don't do this right, there's a huge price to be paid, right? The price we pay when we try to do everything for everybody, for ourselves, when we try to do everything all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about that price we pay, Jude.
Well, the price we pay is that we're not only are we unhappy, but we also beat ourselves up and we internalize the fact that we're not good enough. And it gets into that concept of expectations versus reality, where if we expect that we should be able to be 100% partner with our spouse, 100% parent to our kids, 100% accountable to our business, 100% anything, okay, accountable to our health and well-being, 100% to our self-care. The reality is we don't have 600% in our day.
Right.
And for a short period of time, we can push and work a lot longer and make extra time for things. But in the long run, we will resent those areas. And then what happens when we don't find a healthy balance, we end up stopping something altogether. I mean, for me, I'm either on or off when it comes to taking care of my health. It's either I'm 100% in or I'm not. And it's because either I choose to focus on it or I don't. And that's not healthy, but it's like, how do you find, and I'd love to hear your thoughts, how do you find that place that you can split up your 100% of your day equally enough to have yourself feeling good about all areas of your life? I think that's where the question comes in.
Yeah. And for me, like I said, where it comes back to is having to go back to making some choices. You said we can't do 100% in everything. We may not even be able to, you know, well, we can't even do 50% in everything because that's going to add up to more than 100, right? You know, we have our health, our wellness, our spirituality, our family, our work, our all these things. So for me, what it comes back to is going, okay, really, what are my priorities? What do I need to do to take care of those priorities? And then it's putting it on, not that it has to be on a calendar every day, but at least one time sitting down and running through it and going, okay, if I stick all this stuff on a calendar, like, is there actually enough time in a day to do it all? You brought up expectations. And that's one of the huge problems we have, especially with a to-do list, is we write it on a to-do list, which means we expect it to get done today. But we don't write down everything we expect to do today on that list. And we don't talk about how much time things take. Mm-hmm. So in reality, our to-do list paired with just having to eat and dress and walk from one end of the house to the other or drive our car to work or pick up our children or whatever, just those mundane things that are never going to make it on a to-do list.
Mm-hmm.
Oftentimes, we have put more than 24 hours worth of stuff into a day. And that is going to make you feel unbalanced, no matter how perfectly balanced those items are.
Right.
Now, you might have everything you need for your personal health, for your personal well-being, mm-hmm. for your spirituality, for your work, for your children. You might have covered everything beautifully and put it on your to-do list, but you can't get it all done. So somewhere in the day, you start jettisoning things, and then you end up unbalanced anyway.
Right.
So you have to make choices.
Right. And, you know, that brings me to, you talked about the global concept of life balance. The idea being that you are not so hyper-focused in one area that you resent not being able to do other things. That would be my definition of life balance. Sometimes, and giving yourself permission to just say, okay, sometimes I'm going to be really, really focused on this area of my business or my career or my job. Sometimes I'm going to be really, really focused on taking care of my relationships because I've neglected them. Or sometimes I'm going to be really, really focused on this. And when I'm doing that, giving myself permission to let some of the other stuff go without beating myself up about it. That's what, from this whole conversation, that's kind of the place I land, is that progress is balance. And it's all about looking at the seasons of our life, what is happening, what's going on, choosing priorities, like you said, Sandy, and just letting go of that wacky mindset that said we should be able to do everything all the time.
Yeah. And when you have hit a place where, you know, you've been in a groove and things have been really good, and suddenly, and it feels sudden, but, you know, suddenly it feels like, oh my gosh, everything's a mess. What happened? It's still the same answer. Take a deep breath, be patient with yourself, know that it's okay, and just realize, you know, go back and look and go, well, okay, what changed? Where did I need to start or want to start putting more of my time? And what happened when I did that? Because you're a person, Judy, who runs on passion and intensity and putting right. the all into one area at a time. There are other people who are going to be very strong and steady, who like their routine and, you know, this is when I do this and this is when I do that. And that'll work really well mm-hmm. for a long time or for a little while. And then suddenly you get thrown out of it. And that can be very distressing. But just taking that deep breath and still going back to the idea of it's okay. And this is, you know, maybe there is a season in your life right now where you need to change your routine for a bit. Right. Recognizing that that's okay. And like you said, don't beat yourself up, because when you change that routine, you're not going to be living up to your ideals in some area of your life, because now you aren't going to put as much time into it. But remind yourself that you're doing this for a season.
Exactly.
And then you can go back to it, or you can readjust to something else.
Right. And all we know is that life, the only thing we can count on is that it's going to change, right? So right. when an opportunity comes up and you are moving and feel like you need to give it more, don't be afraid of letting it go and maybe missing out on dinners or gaining a few pounds because you can't get to the gym or things being a little bit messy. That's okay. And so that's what our real talk is about today. What we want you to know is that it's time to have a real talk with yourself. In a culture where we are looking for balance all the time, it's like always everyone's telling us that we have to search for balance and we'll only be happy if we're balanced. Take a moment to yourself and look at everything and realize, one, that being off balance is okay, that sometimes messy is good, and that change is going to happen, and that at times certain things are going to get more attention than others. So let yourself off the hook and just get real with yourself and give your permission to make progress in the areas when it's that season.
So that's going to be it for us today. We want to thank you so much for joining us for this episode. If you like what you heard today, be sure to like, subscribe, comment, and share. If it's your first time listening, welcome. Here at Mighty Parenting, we are more than just a podcast. We're a community that supports one another as we raise our teens and parent young adults. And you can find your own place in that community and become a Mighty Parent simply by visiting mightyparenting.com and choose what works for you. Until next week, this is Sandy Fowler here with Judy Davis, encouraging you to be a Mighty Parent. Parenting is the toughest job you'll ever love. It's a common phrase because it's so true. And as the teen years roll around and you start seeing changes in your child, and you may start wondering, what's going on? Are they okay? Is this normal? And again, as they move out of the house, go out on their own, go off to college, you see more changes. And sometimes the changes are perfectly normal. And sometimes they're an indication that your child's in over their head, that there are things going on that they can't handle.
And the parents' worry and their concern is, how do I know the difference? Well, now there's a book that can tell you. It's Warning Signs, and it is a parenting guide to help you understand about those changes and to help you figure out if your child could be at risk for depression, addiction, or suicide. The book will take you by the hand, walk you through that understanding, give you the confidence to be able to take the next step, to have a conversation or whatever it is that you need to do, and to give you some idea on some of the paths that you can follow. You can go to dasium.net to the store in the shop there and get your own copy.